Nadar Bragdal Bishnagimel. Ha Isha Shanadra bin Nazir. Woman makes a neder to be a Nazir. Vahisa Shosa Vayayin Umetamala Mesim. She drinks wine and she's Metama Mesim. Harezo Sofegas Esarbaim. So she gets Malkus. A woman is Aser in the same Nadarim of any other Nazir, and she therefore gets Malkus. And the Rav points out that this is even if it was a case where the husband, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the husband was mefer her nether afterwards. Nevertheless, on the actions that she has already done, she gets Malkus on them. Why? Because like we said, when a husband is mefer is to cancel the Naziris. It's not to uproot it from the beginning, it's to cancel it. And being mefer only works from now into the future, but it doesn't work retroactively what she did when she was mekabelah to begin with. Therefore, she still gets Malkus. However, hefer lo bala v'hi lo yada shefer lo bala, but if he was mefer and she didn't know that he was mefer. So really, he was mefer before she did anything wrong. V'hoysa shosa b'yayin metam l'mesim, and then she drank wine and was metam l'mesim. Eina seveges es harbaim. So here she doesn't get Malkus, because in truth, she wasn't a Nazira anymore. Even though she doesn't get 40 lashes, which we know is 39, tisbaik makas mardus. She should still get makas mardus. And it seems the mafarshim say the halacha here is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda's not being cholek, that she still would get makas mardus. What's makas mardus? So makas mardus. So the Rav says makas mardus is midivrei sofrim. Every time it says makas mardus, mardus is a lashon of being mored, rebelling. And sometimes it's given, like the Rambam says, on an assay of the Torah. Like a person doesn't listen to the Torah to take a lulav or whatever the mitzvah's assay is. So the Chachamim, to strengthen that, they can give him makas mardus, even though the Torah doesn't say a punishment for not taking a lulav. But the Chacham can do that to strengthen the mitzvah, to make sure he does it. And also, if a person's over an issa derabanan, like in this case, where a woman thought she was a Nazira, even though she lamaisa wasn't, so she should have been more careful and being noeg not to do what she did and drink wine, be metam l'mesim. So Chachamim give makas mardus. So it seems that according to the Rambam, that makas mardus not only is the same as regular malkus, but it almost sounds like it's more chomer, because the Ran brings the Rambam that because in makas mardus, there's no evaluation, on regular malkus, they want to see if the person can handle how many whips he can handle, how hard he can handle it. But makas mardus, it seems that according to the Rambam, they don't even make any kind of calculations. So the Ran Tain is that this is more chomer than going against the Torah. Why would it be that way? So the Ran says that it's not true. He brings the Ramah, the Ramah's a Rishon with a Hey, that they do make a type of calculation, and they're more makel. Kivager brings Tosfos that says that when they give makas mardus, the whipping that's done is not as strong. It's lighter whipping. Regardless, it's not fun. She shouldn't do it. And she gets makas mardus.